Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Eruvin, Daf Ayin. And we're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas, Leon Ferdman, Label Ben Zev. And we're also learning Le'ilu Nishmas, Abraham Lipner. All the Nishamas we learn for should have an Aliyah. We begin at the very top line with the two dots, the Ein Notlin Rishus. We quote the Mishnah. We're going to go through different sections of the Mishnah from yesterday and reanalyze them. So we said that you're not allowed to get rishus. Two people can't get rishus from the people that mavatel them. If they're not together, if these two people aren't together, they can't get rishus from the bittel. Because as we explained yesterday, each one is still not permitted to carry based upon their getting the rishus because those two people haven't made an eruv together. So why do we need this lomoli? As Rashi points out, Hotonale, we already learned it previously, Hayushnaim Osun Zelze, the two people restrict one to the other. So why do you have to tell it to us again? So the Chiddush is no. Lo, Tzricha, you need this because Afogav the Armile Kni Almanas Lehaknos, because you might have said in our case from yesterday where they have Reuven and Shimon that aren't in the Erev, and some of the people are giving it over to Reuven, and then they're giving it over to Shimon. You might have thought that when they're giving it over to Reuven, they're saying, Reuven, we're giving it over to you on the guise that you're going to give it over to Shimon. And you might have thought that that's good. Kamash v'lo, that that's not good. Now we have some other discussions. Boy mine Abaye mi Rabba. Abaye asked Rabba the following shaila. Tosos points out, Tap Tosos, lo shmiele b'raiso de la'el. This question was already asked earlier on Daf Chavovo Mebeis, Kishu Mavatu Rishuso Ein Sorech Levatu L'kol Echad, that when you're going to be Mavatu Rishus, you don't have to be Mavatu to every single person. You can just be Mavatu to one person in the Erev. He's acting on the behalf of everybody else. And Umash Mahosum de Pluxahi, the Rebbe Lezer Rabbanan. This was already discussed as being a Machlokus to the Rebbe Lezer Rabbanan. So Tosus is unsure of why Abaye is asking again over here. So there are those who give the teretz that this discussion here takes place before that discussion on Daf Chavav, that the Gemara is not necessarily aligned in chronological order. In any event, he asks him the following shaila. Chamisha sheshurim b'chotzer achas. So you have five people living in one chotzer, and one of the five forgot to make an eruv chatzeris with everybody else. Shochan echad mihem v'lo eruv. So in this situation, in order for them all to carry, he has to be mevatel rishus, as we have discussed multiple times. So Abaye asks Rabbi here, Kishu Mavatel Rishus. So when this person is Mavatel Rishus to the other four people, so Tzorich Levatel Kol Echav Yechad Olav, does he have to go and personally be Mavatel to each one of them? Or since they're all together, he can be Mavatel to one of them, and that person will accept the Bittel on behalf of all of the other people. So Amalei, so Rabbi says, Tzorich Levatel Kol Echav Yechad. No, Rabbi tells him he has to go and be Mavatel to each individual person in this situation. It's not good enough for him to go to one of them and be mevatel to one of them who accepted on behalf of the entire group. Abaye does not like this teretz. Eisvei, he brings down a brisa. Now this brisa has two sections to it. A resha, which is a whole list of people that are capable of accepting bittel, and a seifa, which is a whole bunch of people that cannot accept bittel. So we're going to bring the whole brisa right now, and then we're going to actually dissect each part of the brisa later on. But the question that we're asking is actually from the very, very first part of the brisa. So Abaye questions Rabbi and says, really, you have to go and get bittel from every single person? But that's not what the brisa says. Eisvei, the brisa says, Echot shelo erev, no sin rishus only echot she'erev. If one person wasn't ma'ariv, all he has to do is give over his rishus to one other person who was part of the erev, and that person can accept the bittel on behalf of everybody else. Oh, kasha to rabba, and this would be it. We would stop over here, but the Gemara wants to go through the rest of this brisa. But we'll come back at the end of the brisa and say this was the question right over here. Second part of the brisa, shnayim she'erev. If two people made an erev, they can be mevatel nosdim rishus and le'echot shelo erev. So they can go be mevatel to one other person because they're one entity, the two people that made the erev, and they can be mevatel to one other person. That one other person now will be the one that will be able to carry in the chotzer from his house into the chotzer. Next part of the raisa, ushtaim shelo erevu. If two people didn't make an erev, each one can also nosdim rishus and ushtaim shervu. Each can go and give over their rishus. They can be mevatel the rishus to the erev, to the two people or more that were ma'ariv. Again, all of these are acceptable ways to do bittul. Or alternatively, oliyachot shlo eruv. They don't have to get over to two people that made an eruv. They can give over to one person who didn't make an eruv. In each of these situations, there's a chiddush. The Gemara will explain momentarily what the chiddush is in each one of these different parts. But this is the resha of the Mishnah, and all of these people are capable of doing a bittul, as we just outlined. Now we come to the seifa of this brisa, and the brisa here now is going to list a whole bunch of people that can't do bittul. However, aval lo echad she'erev, if one person made an erev with other people, that one person cannot give over reshuso, no sim reshuso lechad shelo erev. He can't go and give over his own personal rights, because he's part of the Erev. And the other person who's in the Erev, the other single or multiple people that are in the Erev, they aren't giving over their rights. So he has no rights to give over, and therefore the Bittul won't take effect. Likewise, then Shnayim She'erevu, if two people made an Erev together, they can't give their Rishus, they can't be Mevatel their Rishus, Nostin Rishuson, L'Shnayim Shlo Erevu. They can't go and give over their Rishus to two people that weren't in an Erev. This is our classic case that we said at the beginning of the Shia today and at the end of the Shia yesterday, of they're giving it over to Reuven, and they're also giving it over to Shimon. Since Reuven and Shimon aren't married together, so each one, we'll explain again today, doesn't have the right to carry yet when they get the Rishus, so the Bittul doesn't work. And finally, the last case, the Seifa of the Seifa, is the Ein Shnayim Shlo Ervu, Nostim Rishusim, L'Shnayim Shlo Ervu. And likewise, two people that didn't make an Erev can't get over to Reuven and Shimon, because Reuven and Shimon aren't together, so when each one gets it, they're not really getting any full Rishus. And therefore, they can't carry yet, and therefore, the Bittul doesn't work. Now, we said a mouthful over here. We'll have to go through each one of these separate sections of the Reisha and the Seifa, but now we get to our question. Tani Mias Reisha. Now you go to the Reisha, the very first case that we brought down. Echad Shelo Erev. If one person didn't make an Erev, he has to just give over. No sin reshus, only Echad She Erev. So that's what it says. And therefore, that's exactly not what Rabbah said. Rabbah said, Tzorch Levatel L'Kolecha V'Yechad. And here it says, Beferish, in the Brisa, that he just has to give it over to one person, and that's perfectly fine. So, Hechidami, what are we talking about? If there was only one person there, so then, there's only a Reuven, so then, that's it. Of course, why would you say no? Bahadei Man Erev, then who else is there that he made an Erev with? So obviously there must be other people there if we're saying that he gave it over to one person, She'erev. El pshito de ikach rina badei. It must be that he made an Erev with other people. That's the actual words of the Braisa. Uktani li'achad She'erev. And it says he only has to give it over to one of them. He doesn't have to give it over to the entire, in every individual. So he doesn't have to do be levatel l'kolecha v'yechad like Rabbah said. Kashan Rabbah. So how does Rabbah explain this Braisa? That's the question that Abaya asks Rabbah. No, what does Rabbah say? Rabbah, hach by skin, you know what he says? The Hava, Humais, there was another person there. It really was a Reuven and a Shimon over there. They had made an Erev, and then Nebuchadnezzar died. So he just gives it over to Shimon. That's what it meant, that he can give it over, Le'echot She'erev, the one of the two people that had made the Erev, the other one is dead. So therefore, he's allowed to give it over to that one person. Don't say, you might have thought that, well, if they had an Erev originally, there's no way to go and be Mavato. No. If Reuven died, so then he can just give it over to Shimon and everything is fine. The Hava Umeis, there was another person there and he died. And that's why it tells us, Le'echad She'erev, to one of the two. But if both of them were alive, as Rabbah said, Tzorech Levatel Kol Echad V'Echad. Mori says, wait a second. If, in fact, there was Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven died and Shimon is left, and that's why Rabbah says you only give it to Shimon, so then that must be what it's talking about in the rest of the Braisa. Amos Seifa, go look at the end of the Braisa. Now, what do you mean by the end of the Braisa? It means the first part of the second section of the Braisa. The first part of the Braisa, we said, was all the people that could be Mevatel. And the second section, which began with Abo Lo, Echot She'erev, Nosin Rishusul, Echot Shelo Erev, that is now the Seifa. So go look at that Seifa, where it said, as I just said, Avol Lo Echad She'erev, no sin reshuso le echad shelo erev. However, if one person did not join the Erev, he cannot give it over to a person that didn't join the Erev. That implies that there are other people that were in fact there. Now, the Dahava Umeis Amailo. Now, if there was originally two people that were there and one of them died, so then why not? If there's only one person left, so then he should be able to be mevatel to them. El pshito de isei. Obviously, in the Seifa, the other person did not die. And therefore, if the person didn't die in the Seifa, mestama, he didn't die in the Reisha. Aren't we talking about parallel cases? Umi the Seifa, Isa, and since he's alive in this beginning of the Seifa of the Braisa, mestama, Reisha nami isei. Parallelism, he must be alive there at the beginning. So therefore, how can you tell me that the first case is talking about where Reuven died and only Shimon is left? In the Seifa, Reuven and Shimon are there. That's why it's Shelo Erev. If he gave it over to one of them, the other one is still alive, and that's why it's no good. Shmuel says, who says? Who says that the Reish and the Seifa, after we're talking about the exact same case? Me, the Iria. Rabbi would say, who says? Hoka the Esau. In the Reisha, Shimon is the only one left. Reuven died. And Havaki this. And the Seifa, both of them are alive. Why do you have to say that that's a problem? And I'll show you that I'm right. Teda. Diktani Seifa the Reisha. It says at the end, So that's Sefer of the Reisha, of the first section of the Braisa, the concluding case where everybody is, the Bittul does work. It said there, Ushnayim Shelo Ervu, if two people didn't make an Eruv, Nostin Rishusan Lishnayim Shervu, they are able to give over their Eruv. Each one individually can give it over to the Shnayim Shervu that made an Eruv. Now, it implies Lishnayim in, they can give it over to both of them, Li'echad Lo, but they wouldn't be able to give it over to one of the two. That implies that Tzorich Levata L'Kol Echad V'Echad, exactly like Rabba, like I said. No, this is such a good raya to Rabba, so what does Abaye say to that? Abaye Amar, no. Abaye says, what does it mean over here when it says, Ushtayim Shlo Ervu Nosim Mishusim Lishnayim She'ervu? What does it mean, my Lishnayim Lebeis? It means Le'echad Mibeis, it means one of the two. You don't have to give it over to each one of the two. Where it says, wait a second, if that's really right, Abaya, Ihochi, so then why did it use this funny language of Lishnayim She'ervu? It should have said Lisne Le'echad She'irev, one of the people who made the Erev, or it could have said alternatively, oh, Le'echad Shelo Erev, or one that did not join in the Erev. So the language is a little bit funny according to Abaya, and Taka Gemara says Kasha, it's a little bit funny. Now the Gemara continues and discusses the rest of the Braisa. We got around our original question that Abaya asked to Rabba, and now we dissect the rest of the Braisa. Bryce started off and told us, that if a single person didn't make the Erev, he forgot, so he can give over his rights to one of the two people. So, according to Abaye, it's one of the two people that live there. It could be five people that all made an Erev together. He only has to give it over to one of them. As Abaye had told, his sheet is that you only have to give it over to one of the people. You don't have to be mevatel l'kolecha v'echad. And according to Rabba, you have to give it over to each one. So v'komash v'lom, the chiddush is according to Abaye. The ain tzorich levatel rishus l'kolecha v'echad. And according to Rabba, l'Rabba, the havamis, we're talking here in the situation where there was Reuven and Shimon that made an Erev, and then Reuven died, so you only have to give it over to the Shimon, one of the original two people, because he's the only one that's left. L'Rabba, the havamis, v'lo gozer zimnim de'isei. And therefore, what was the chiddush over here? It's obvious if there's only one person there that you are able to give it over to him. So the chiddush is, you might have thought that if the original were two people and one died, we may make a gzeira that says you can't give it over to the one that's remaining because next time you'll give it over to one of the two that are alive. And here, we don't make a gzeira. That's the chiddush of Rabbah. Now we go to the second part of the Reisha. Ushnayim she'ervu. We said in the case, if two people made an Erev, they're allowed to go be mevatel rishus. No sim rishus and le'echad shelo Erev. They can give it over to one person that didn't make an Erev because they're acting as a single entity and they're giving it over to the one person that wasn't included in the Erev. Someone says, why would you think not? Pshita, this is clear and obvious. Why would you think that you can't do this? No, the chiddush is ma'al detema. You might have thought, kivan de lo Erev, since this person didn't make an Erev, maybe we should go and punish him. How come he didn't join in the Erev? Now you're making them do the Bittul. So, Liknisa, you might have thought that we should make a Knas on this guy and say, no, if you didn't join in the Erev, we're not going to allow you to go and accept the Bittul. No, Kamash Volon, the rabbis never made such a Gzerah. Then we go to the next part of the Reisha. Ubei Shlo Irvu, and if you have two people that didn't make an Erev, they're allowed to go each individually give over the rights. Nosim Rishusim Lishnaim Shervu, they're giving over to the entire group that did make an error, so even two can do this. Again, what's the chiddush over here? Isn't it obvious if you can give it over to one? Why wouldn't you give it over to two if they make an Erev? So the chiddush is l'rabba, tona sefer l'guli reisha. This whole idea, according to Rabbi, is to tell you, yes, that you can give it over to both of them as a single entity, because in the reisha, we talked about you can give it over to one when the other one died. So how do we know that that was the case? Because here it tells us you can give it over to both of them. So that's why the reisha of the Braisa is talking about the case where one of them died. So this is exactly the chiddush that Rabba learns out the Reisha that Echad, one of them died. La Abaye, Beis Shelo Irvu Itzrichle. According to Abaye, the chiddush is as follows. La Abaye, Beis Shelo Irvu Itzrichle. The two people that didn't make an error, that is the chiddush, because you might have thought, Soka Dai Techaminach, I might have said on my own, Ligzar, that we should make a zero over here. Because if we allow these two people, Beis Shelo Irvu, Dumo Asi Levatulilu, if we allow them to give it over, you might say they can also accept. And the two people, as we said, cannot accept, because when each one accepts, he doesn't have the right yet to carry. So therefore, in this situation, you might have thought you should make a zero, Kamashul, and we don't. And finally, last section of the Reisha, the last case where the Bittul did work, we said that you're allowed to go and give it over to only Echad Shelo Erev. The two people can go and give it over to the one person who didn't join in an Erev. So again, what's the Chiddush over here? Lomeli, why would this be any different? It's Pshita. So the Gemara says, no, it's a chiddush. Mild the I might have said on my own, Hani mili hechon di mitzosan ervu, mitzosan lo ervu. I might have thought that if some of the people in the chotzer made an eruv and some of the people did not make an eruv, then you can go and be mavat to them. Aval hecha, the kul lo ervu, where nobody made an eruv chatzeros. And if we allow bitul, you know what's going to happen? People aren't going to remember that there's a din called Erev Chatzeros. Where some of them made an Erev and then you do Bittul, they'll know, oh, we made an Erev Chatzeros and then we needed a Bittul, but they'll know the din of Erev Chatzeros. So I might have thought that if nobody made an Erev, Aval Hecha de Kula Lo Ervu, Lik Nisinu, we should make a Knas on all of them. Kidei Shalo Tish Takach Torah's Erev. So people wouldn't forget if Bittul worked alone and you never need to make an Erev Chatzeros, so then people will forget about the din of Erev Chatzeros. So you might have thought that the rabbis would make a Gzera, that if nobody made an Erev, then it's not good at all. So Kamash Balan, that the rabbis didn't make such a Gzera, and therefore that is the Chiddush of the last part of the Reisha, and that's how we explained all the different four sections of the Reisha. Now we go to the Seifa of the Braisa, which lists the three cases whereby Bittul did not work. So we start off with the ratio of the Seifa. Avol ein echad she'irev. If one of the people who made the Erev, he can't give over nosin reshuso le'echad shalo erev to the one person. They all have to give it over. He doesn't have the right to go and give over just his own reshus. So what's the chiddush over here? La'abaya tona Seifa le'gluy ratio. For Abaya, you need to show that this is the case here, that as opposed to at the beginning, when you're giving it over on behalf to all the people in the Erev, then it does work. And according to Rabbah, I did the Tana Reisha, Tana Nami Sefer. This is just parallelism. There is no real Chiddush over here. But since we taught in the Reisha that you're allowed to give it over when Reuven died and Shimon is there, so the Chiddush over here is that you can't do it if it's not that scenario. The next case in the Braisa, the Ein Shnayim She'ervu, Nosim Meshusim L'Shnayim Shalu Ervu. You can't have two people who didn't make an Eruv giving it over to two people that didn't make an Eruv. Again, this is obvious. We already learned this. Hasul Amali, what Chiddush over here is added by this case of the Braisa? So it says, no, there is a Chiddush. Lo Tzricha, we need this case over here. The Batu Le'chad Minayu L'chavrei. This is the case we spoke about at the very beginning of today's shiur and in yesterday's shiur. You have Reuven and Shimon, they didn't make an Eruv, and they're getting the rights from everybody else. So they give it over to Reuven, and then they give it over to Shimon. So I might have thought, Ma'u de Tamar, Lishterele, that this should be good, because when Reuven gets it, he's with the understanding that he's going to give it over to Shimon. So therefore, I might have said that that's acceptable, Kamashalim, that it's not, because at the time that Reuven got it, kivon de beidno de batel, at the moment that the other people gave it over to Reuven, lo havule sharyusa b'hochotzer. At that moment in time, he still can't carry in the yard because the other people were not yet mevatel to him. So even though they're giving it to him and subsequently he's going to give it over to Shimon, I might have thought that that would be good. Lo, kamash ulam, that it's not good. That's the chiddush. Now we finally get to the very last part, the Sefer. We said there, the Ein Shnayim Shelo Irvu, Nosim Mishusim, L'Shnayim Shelo Irvu. If two people didn't make an Eruv, they can't give it over to Reuven and Shimon, who didn't make an Eruv. Again, Pshita, Hasu, Lomali, what additional information is provided from this last case, the Sefer of the Sefer, Hasu Lomali, why do I need this? So Gemara says, lo, again, Tzricha, we need this case. There is a Chiddush here. They're talking here that when they gave it over to Reuven and Shimon, they said, Reuven, we're giving it over to you on the condition, so to say, that you're giving it over to Shimon. Darmi kni amenas lachnos. So therefore, I might have thought that that's good. Kamash ulon, that even that's not good as well. That concludes this long Braisa, and we've explained every section of it. Now we have another question. Rava asks from Menachem the following shaila. What about a yoresh, a person who inherits the property, somebody Nebuch passes away, either right before Shabbos, as we'll see, or on Shabbos? So what is his status as now a new person in this chatzur? Does he ruin it for everybody else? Can he be mevatel to everybody else? What is the din? So Rava asks from Rav Nachman the following shaila. Yoresh, if a person inherited property on Shabbos, so mahu shiyavatel rishus, he obviously didn't make the Erev, and what is his status? Can he go and be mevatel on Shabbos? What are the two sides to the coin? So the Gemara says, heichal di'i boile ruve me'esmol motzi ma'ariv. Maybe only in a case where if somebody was able to make an Erev, he decided not to, for he forgot to, he decided not to. In that situation, since he could have made an Erev, we allow Bittul to work. So Bittul inami motzi mevatel. If you could have made an Erev, then you could do Bittul. Aval Hai, in our case over here, when at the start of Shabbos, he still didn't own the field. His relative was alive. Let's say the person's father was alive and he died Friday night. So now the son, who's the inheritor, he wasn't able to make an Eruv at the beginning of Shabbos because he wasn't yet an owner in the Chotzer. Aval Hai, Kiva Diboy Leiruv Emiyeslo, Lo Motzim Eruv, if he had wished to yesterday, he didn't have any rights in the Chotzer, so he can't be part of the Eruv. So Lo Motzim Avatul. Maybe you need to be able to make an Eruv in order to be able to do Bittul. And since he wasn't able to make an Eruv because he wasn't yet an owner in the Chotzer at the start of Shabbos, so even though he becomes an owner in the middle of Shabbos, Lo Motzim Avatul, Bittul won't work. Or do we say, no, one has nothing to do with the other? Haduma, Yoresh, Kare Diavuho, that a Yoresh is considered like the legs of his father. And therefore, just like his father was able to make an Erev at the start of Shabbos, and for whatever the reason did not, so too, the son, since his father could have made an Erev at the start of Shabbos, and the father could have been Mevato, so too, the son, who's like the legs of the father, he's taking the place of the father, so he can also make a Bittul. That's the question that Rav asked Rav Nachman. Has Rav Nachman Paskin, Omalei, Ani Omer? My opinion is, Mevato, that this son is allowed to be Mevato. In other words, he's the legs of the father. Kare Davuho. However, he says, not everybody agrees with me. Bahani Devei Shmuel, those that Talmidim that learned in the Beis Medrash of Shmuel, Tanu Ein Mevato, they disagree with me. They say, no. But since he couldn't make an Erev at the start of Shabbos because he wasn't yet an owner, so then he can't do Bittul. Eisvei, we ask a question now on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, again, his shita was that the inheritor, the son, could go, in fact, and make Bittul on Shabbos, even though he couldn't make an Erev because he wasn't yet an owner in the yard, in the house, before Shabbos started. So they say in the following brisa, Zeh Klal. Now, whenever you have Zeh Klal, it always comes to teach us additional cases. We don't find general rules being stated. They come to add additional cases. So the brisa states, this is the rule. Kol Shemutur L'miksa Shabbos. If something is able to be used, a yard is able to be carried in for part of the Shabbos, Hutul L'chol Shabbos. No matter what happens, and we'll ask in a moment what is the case that we're talking about, it's still able to be used all the rest of that Shabbos. Likewise, behold, in the Shenesa L'miksa Shabbos, if something wasn't able to be used for part of the Shabbos, so then, Nesa L'chol Shabbos, it also is still not going to be able to be used the rest of Shabbos, even if something changes. One exception to this rule, Chutz Mimavatl Rishus, except for Bittul. Bittul does work. Now, what exactly does the Reisha and Sefer of this Brisa come to teach us when it uses the word Zeh Klal? So, it starts off telling us, Kol Shemutul L'miksa Shabbos, Hutul L'chol Shabbos, something that's permissible at the beginning of Shabbos will stay permissible the whole Shabbos. What is that case? The Kigon, Erev Derech HaPesach. Let's say you have two courtyards that are right next to each other, and they have some sort of a door or a window in between them. So, if they wish to, they're allowed to be Ma'ariv, but they're not Oser one on each other, because they can shut the door, they can shut the window, and therefore each Chatzar can make its own Erev Chatzeros. But they wished to make it together, and they did. So they used the door or the window as a way to connect the two courtyards, and they made an Erev Chatzeros. So as long as this Pesach was there at the start of Shabbos, they can make such an Erev Chatzeros between the two courtyards. So Kigon, we're talking here, Erev Derech HaPesach, and then Nebuch on Shabbos, V'nistam HaPesach. The opening between the two courtyards gets knocked down. It gets plugged up in some way that it's no longer a Pesach. Or Erev Derech Chalon, or there was a window there, V'nistam Chalon, and the window gets broken, and the window is no longer accessible to pass stuff in between. It was 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, so it was a good connection, it was good Pesach, and in this situation, at the beginning of Shabbos, they were able to be Ma'ariv, but now something happened during Shabbos that would have prevented them from being Ma'ariv, the two Chatzeres together, if that window or door had been shut, had been sealed, and not usable at the beginning of Shabbos, it wouldn't have made a good Erev. So the chiddush of the brice is, call Shehuta L'miktsa Shabbos, since it was good at the beginning of Shabbos, it only got plugged up late Friday night, so then it's permissible to still carry the rest of the Shabbos. That's what the brice tells us. Now, why does it say Zeh Klal? What does Zeh Klal come to include? Again, Zeh Klal is always coming to include an additional case, not to give us a general rule. So Zeh Klal, Lasuye Mai, what's it coming to include? Lasuye Mavui Shenitlu Korosov Olechyov. The same thing would apply if you had a Mavui that had a Lechy or a Korah, allowing you to carry in that Mavui. And now, somebody comes along and takes the lechi or takes the koro, it falls down. Whatever the situation may be, since it was present at the beginning of Shabbos, it's good for the rest of Shabbos as well. That's what the Zeh Klal in the Reisha comes to teach us. Now let's look at the Sefer, the Braisa. It says, Kol she'nesa l'mitzvah Shabbos, nesa l'chol Shabbos kula. If something was not allowed to be carried in, it was also at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains also for the rest of Shabbos, no matter what happens. What's an example of this? Kigon shnei batim, b'shnei tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Our classical case, we have one house on the left side of the Rishus HaRabim, one house on the right side of the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore they're not connected. Even Rabbi Yehuda says only if you have the bridge above them, or if you put in a lechi or korah at each end. So there's no connection between the two houses. There's Rishus HaRabim running right through them. They can't carry in the area in between their two houses. What happens if a guy comes along, v'hikufim nochrim mechitza b'shabbos? The guy comes along and sees his friend is in distress, he can't carry, he says, I'll help you out. I'll make a mechitza for you. And he builds a wall at the beginning of the two houses, right where the Rishus HaRabim is. He builds another wall at the end of where the two houses are, at the end of the Rishus HaRabim. And now that area that was previously Rishus HaRabim is fully enclosed by the two houses on the left and the right, and a wall at the top and at the bottom. So it now has a mechitz around it. And this should be a perfectly good area to carry in. Let one be mevatel Rishus to the other one. So we say no. If it was also at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains also throughout Shabbos, even though a mechitz has been put up there. And here, that's the case of the Sefer. What do the words Zah Klal come to add to this discussion? Zah Klal Asuye Mai. What does Zah Klal come to go and add? Lasuye Meis Nachri B'Shabbos. Exactly our case. If Nebuch, there was a Nachri that was there in Shabbos, at the start of Shabbos in a courtyard, and then the Nachri passes away on Shabbos. So the Nachri originally, they weren't maskir from him his rights, and therefore he ruined the Erev Chatzeros that everybody would have been able to carry with if he had been maskir the rights from them. But now he dies in the middle of Shabbos. So the reason why they can't use the Erev Chatzeros has gone away. But nevertheless, Zach Klal comes to teach us, since it was usher at the beginning of Shabbos because of the Nachri, they weren't maskir his place. So even though he dies and there's no need anymore to maskir his place, it still is usher. Now we finally get to the question that was asked on Rav Nachman. Again, remind ourselves, Rav Nachman had said that the inheritor, the son, in our case where the father passed away, is allowed to be mevatel in the middle of Shabbos, and in the Beis Medrash of Shmuel, they taught that he can't be mevatel. So what's the question? So the Gemara says, the end of the Braisa said, Uktani chutz mi mevatel rishus. We said the one exception to this rule is if somebody's mevatel is rishus. Ihu, in. Yorei shlo. So the only exception is the person himself. If he didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, so it was also at the beginning of Shabbos, nevertheless, this is the exception to the rule. If he's Mevatel in the middle of Shabbos, it is permissible to now carry. This is the exception to the rule that it was also at the beginning of Shabbos, it's also for the whole Shabbos. Now that implies only Ihu, only the person himself, but not a Yoresh, Kasha on Rav Nachman. So Gemara says, no, it's not a Kasha on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman would read the Braisa when it says that Chutz mi mevatel rishus, it means ema chutz mi toras bitul rishus. Anybody who is now allowed to do bitul can be mevatel. Doesn't have anything to do with whether he was there at the beginning of Shabbos or not. The inheritor or his father, either one can do the bitul according to this braisa. So it's not a kasha on Rav Nachman's shita. Another question on Rav Nachman, Esve, we ask from a different braisa on Rav Nachman. This braisa says, if somebody from the Chotzer Nebuch passed away and he inherits his land, his house in this Chotzer, and the rights in the Chotzer, and he gave it over to Yankel in the Shuk, a relative, whatever it was, he gave it over to him. And this person inherits it now in the middle of Shabbos. So, if this was a inheritance that occurred before Shabbos started, Nebuch, the person who passed away before Shabbos started. So then, if this heir, if this person who inherited, did not go and join the Erev Chatzeros, so now he's an owner in the yard that didn't join the Erev Chatzeros, and he'll ruin it for everybody else. So if he became an owner before Shabbos, and he didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, he ruins it for everybody else. Exactly like the din would be. Misha Chashecha, however, if Nebuch, the person passed away only after Shabbos started, and this person inherited it now, only on Shabbos, Misha Chashecha, Eino Oser, he doesn't ruin it for everybody else. Now, the reason why he doesn't ruin it for everybody else is because the person who died was participating in the Erev Chatzeros, and therefore, at the start of Shabbos, it was permissible to carry there. So as we just, in the other Braisa, if at the start of Shabbos it's permissible to carry, so then it's permissible to carry for the rest of Shabbos, even if something changes. So even though one guy dies, and now somebody else inherited him, who is not participating in the Erev Chatzeros, it doesn't ruin it for everybody else. That's not the question yet on Rav Nachman. Now we get to the question on Rav Nachman. The Echad min Hashuk, the Braisa continues and says, the Echad min Hashuk Shemes, if one person from the marketplace dies, and he left over property He owned property in this yard, Rashi says, and he just didn't live there. Mibod yom eino oser. In this situation, if the person passed away during the daytime, he doesn't ruin it for everybody else. Shahari Yarav Zeh im Shchenov, Rashi says, because the guy that now inherited the property can go still make an Erev with everybody else. So as long as the person who wasn't making an Erev, he owned property there, but he didn't make the Erev, died before Shabbos started. So then the person who he inherits, who inherits this property, can go and participate in the Erev. He's already participating in the Erev with his other property, so he participates with his property as well. So therefore, if the guy who didn't participate in the Erev, the guy from the Shuk, who owned property there, but didn't participate in the Erev, died before Shabbos started, he doesn't ruin it for everybody else. Because the person who inherits it has joined in the Erev, and this will join in the Erev as well. However, if the person from the Shuk, who owns property in the Chotzer and didn't make an Erev, died after Shabbos started, Misha Chashecha Oser. Now, this is the question of Rav Nachman. Am I Oser? Why should he ruin it? The person who now gets the property should be Mevatel it, Niftel. Now, he couldn't be Mevatel it before Shabbos started it, yet, according to Rav Nachman, he should be able to be Mevatel it right now. So, why not? Ah, must be that Rav Nachman is wrong, and the Talmidim of Shmuel are correct. So the Gemara answers that Rav Nachman would say, no, what does it mean when we said, Misha Chashecha Oser? It means, my Oser. What does Oser mean? It means, Nami Diketoni Achi Yavata. It means he's Oser until he does Bittel. But once he does Bittel, you're allowed. Because as Rav Nachman says, even though you couldn't do Bittel at the start, because you weren't yet an owner of the property, you couldn't be Ma'ariv, nevertheless, you still can do Bittel. Again, another question on Rav Nachman. Toshma, we learn from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Toshma, Yisrael, Viger, Shruyin, Bimagura, Achas. You have a Yisrael and a Ger. A Ger is a full-fledged Yid. However, a Ger is different than a Yid in the sense that he has no inheritors that are above him, so to say. His parents don't inherit him, at least not Minat Torah. And his uncles, his great-uncles, etc., going all the way back, do not inherit him. So he only has inheritors if he gets married and has children. So this Ger we're talking about did not have any inheritors. He did not have children. So a full-fledged Yisrael and this Ger who doesn't have inheritors are living Shruyin b'Megura Achas. Rashi explains that Megura is a Goren, a silo, who Choluk b'Chadar, and has separate individual rooms, and each of them has an opening into the Chotzer, and therefore, this common area, the Chotzer, they root it for each other, unless they make an Erev Chotzer. So that's the scenario here. This Yisrael and this Ger are living together in essentially what is a courtyard that each of them has a house to. Umeis Ger Mibojo, and the Ger dies before Shabbos started. Now, his property is ownerless, it's Hefker. So, what's the din? We turn to the Yomad Aleph. Afal pi shehechzik Yisrael acher b'nechosov, even though another Yid made a kinyan in that property before Shabbos started and didn't make an Erev, so then you have two Yid in there, they didn't make an Erev Chatzero, so Oser is very simple. Misha Chashecha, however, if the Ger died after Shabbos started, Misha Chashecha, after it was ready Shabbos, so it's ownerless at the beginning of Shabbos, so Afa Pishlo Hichsich Yisrael Acher Eino Oser. In this situation, and the wording is funny, we'll explain in a moment, he says, even though nobody made a kinyan in this property, so it's remaining ownerless, so there's only one person living here, Eino Oser, he doesn't ruin it. Now, this is in intrinsically contradictory, and the Gemara asks this question right away. Before we get to the question, on Rav Nachman, this didn't make any sense. Hagufa Kasha. It's intrinsically contradictory. First, you say, Amris Mib'od Yom, if the Ger died before Shabbos started, and you said, Af Alpi Shehirsa, even though somebody made a kinyan in the property, that implies, Veloma Baye Kiloichis, and certainly, if nobody made a kinyan in the property, it is ruined. Oser. So that doesn't make any sense. Adarabba, kilo hechzik, if nobody made a kinyan in the property, so then this zilo, this megura that they're living in, is only lived in by one yid. The other ger who lived there died. So therefore, there's only one yid living here, so why would the chatzah be usher? So kilo hechzik, lo asar. It shouldn't ruin it. So this brisa doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, you're right, Amara Papa. We read it the following way, Ema, even though nobody took possession yet of this property, it still is going to go and ruin it for the yid that lives there. Now, this doesn't make any sense, but the Gemara doesn't reject it for this reason. The Gemara just says, hey, that's not what it said. It didn't say that. So even though if it did say what you're saying, it would still be a problem, but let's keep the text the way it is. It said, it said, even though somebody took a chazak in it, it ruins it. So what is going on? So again, the brisa still doesn't make any sense yet. So the Gemara says, Hochi, come on. This is the way you have to read the brisa. So when the ger died before Shabbos, even though nobody took possession of it when Shabbos started, the ger died before Shabbos started, and now the other yid is living there alone. It's an ownerless property. Nobody did a chazak in it before the start of Shabbos. Only Ela Michashecha, somebody made a kinyan on it, he took possession of it after Shabbos started. Nevertheless, Kiva Dahadalil Hasik Mibel Jom, since there was a property there, albeit ownerless, at the start of Shabbos, the Brisa says, Oser. That's what this first part of the Brisa really means. Now we continue to get to the question on Rav Nachman by reading the second part of the Brisa. The second part of the Brisa says, but if the ger had died only after Shabbos started, even though no other yid took possession of it, ain't no oser. He doesn't ruin it for the remaining yid. Now, how come? It says, even if another Yisrael didn't take possession of it, he's not ruining it. But that implies, certainly, if another yid did take possession of it, that he wouldn't ruin it. But Adirabah, the exact opposite. If another yid takes possession of it, now you have two yidin that didn't make an Erech Hatzeris living over there, so certainly it should ruin it. Ki hechzik osar. It should be no good. So what's going on? So again, Rapapa has to re-explain the Braisa. On Rapapa, Ema, you have to read this, afal pi shechzik, even though another yid did take possession of it, once Shabbos started, it doesn't ruin it. Moshe says, that's not what it said. You can't just change it around. So Moshe says, you're right. Hachikomer, again, we have to explain it in the following way. Even though another came along and made a chazaka on it after Shabbos started, since the ger was still alive at the start of Shabbos, so nobody could have taken that property at the start of Shabbos, therefore, even though the ger died once Shabbos started, ain't no also, he doesn't ruin it. Now we understand the first part of the Braisa, we understand the second part of the Braisa, and we finally get to the question on Rav Nachman. K'tanu Mias, the Braisa says as follows. Reisha Oser. We said in the first scenario that if he died before Shabbos started, that it's going to be Oser no matter what. Why no matter what? Am I Oser? Niftel. Let him go and be Mevatele. So the Gemara says, that's a kasha on Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman said that you are allowed to be Mevatel. And here, from the fact that it didn't give us the option of being Mevatel, it holds like the Talmidim of Shmuel, that you're not allowed to be Mevatel. Finally, the kasha on Rav Nachman. So again, we give a similar teretz that we said before. My Oser, what does it mean in the ratio where it says that he's Oser? In this situation, it means the Ketani Achiyavatel. He would be Oser unless he does Bittel. But once he does Bittel, like Rav Nachman says, even though you weren't able to be Ma'ariv at the beginning of Shabbos, nevertheless, you're allowed to be Mevatel on Shabbos. Now, this is the way we understood the kashas on Rav Nachman from these two brises. But there's another way to answer up the kashas on Rav Nachman, which the Gemara now gives us. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan says, no, you could explain these two brises as not being a kasha Rav Nachman because they're the opinion of Beis Shammai. Masnis in Mani, who do these brises go like? These are the opinions of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai hi, the Amri, ain bitul rishus b'Shabbos. Rav Nachman says, I agree that Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to be mevatel rishus on Shabbos. Ditnan, where does Beis Shammai say this? Me'emes I knows the rishus. Because we had this previously, when do we say that you're allowed to go and do bitul Beis Shammai Omrim Mibo Jom? Beis Shammai holds you're only allowed to do this before Shabbos started. And it's Beis Hillel who say Omrim Misha Techshach. So Rav Nachman says, I hold like Beis Hillel, and I say you're allowed to do this from once it's night. But Beis Shammai, they're the two authors, they're the authors of the two previous brises. I agree, they hold like the Tanna of Beis Shmuel. They hold like the Talmidim of Beis Shmuel that say that you're not allowed to go do a bitul on Shabbos. So these two brises, they're the opinion of Beis Shammai. Of course, they're not a problem to me. I hold like Beis Hillel. This is a good point to stop. Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up the rest of this discussion of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Yitz Hashem tomorrow.